This is Lianya, and though I am recording this one for F-List, I'm sure that the backstage at DWA will have a good time with this, just because you're kinky that way. So, I guess I can get started. I wanted to tell you all a little bit about Alesta Catrana Jordan. She is one of my newest OCs. And she is by far, so far, my most complex, mainly because she's based a little bit off myself. But she's also gaining her really a lot of her own momentum. She really has just this vibrancy about her that I've really enjoyed playing and writing about. And so I wanted to actually give you all a taste of her voice and let you try to get to know her. So I wanted to start with her name. Her name, Alesta, is actually an ancient goddess's name that I found in some book. I don't even remember what book now. About 6, 7, 8 years ago when I was first looking her up for WoW. Yes, I played her in WoW. Let's see. Alesta was I do remember it was a goddess of justice and vengeance, a dual goddess. Catrana, her middle name, is a derivative of my own name, meaning shining hope. And Jordan means to flow forth. So let's say that her full name means shining justice flowing forth. Or shining vengeance flowing forth. Dun dun dun! Drama! Alright, so I've got 5 quotes that I really thought epitomized her personality and her bit of a wounded nightingale bit that she has going on. So I wanted to read them to you and really let you get them. And if you don't actually listen to this, you won't actually get the extra tidbits. So if you listen to this and you have a friend who read it and didn't listen to it, you know, you might want to poke them and tell them, hey, you got to listen to this. So, ready? An open book is a fount of knowledge. Closed, it's just a projectile weapon. You might actually try opening one once in a while instead of just letting me hit you with it. Ugh. If you're gonna pull my hair, can you please do it roughly so I can at least enjoy it? Ellie bemoaned to her hairdresser before the formal diplomatic dinner. You and I both know why the creators had to put women's chests, their balls on their chests, right? Because if you're too damn big, you can never forget. It never forget between their knees. It just, you couldn't walk. Can you think about walking with balls that big? Oh, that thing would be pretty nice. A brutal punishment should only be carried out against a truly brutal crime. And as long as I'm able, I will protect those that I can. It's just heinous what this world does to people. I don't know what else to do. I mean, whispered. Months of bottled tears burst forth, glittering down her cheeks like luminescent diamonds. Please. Well, I hope you enjoyed. And if you have any questions, go ahead and leave them in a note or on my guest book. I'm happy to answer anything that you have. And don't forget to read the profile. Have a good day.